Ryan Lemon here from Kentucky Sports Radio, and I love endorsing Stockton Mortgage. Let me tell you one reason why. 2023 could be your year to become a homeowner. The folks at Stockton Mortgage want to help you, and the process works. I've had several listeners to KSR contact me over the years saying that they use Stockton Mortgage after hearing these commercials. Stockton Mortgage is easy to work with. You'll talk to the same loan officer every single time you call, and they care about you. They want you to get into that home. Stockton Mortgage is also local. They're headquartered in Frankfort, Kentucky, so please give them a call this year. You know, the price of houses is finally falling a little bit, and you can help your buying process by coming out strong this home buying season with a pre-approval letter from Stockton Mortgage. Pre-approval takes only about 24 hours and sometimes less than that. Get started by giving my friends a call today or go to online at Stockton.com. That's Stockton.com. They're your friends. They'll help you get the home of your dreams. Stockton Mortgage, NMLS 8259, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, ConsumerAccess.org.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
So you know what? I think Ryan said we had a listener say, and the text machine is 772-774-5254. We had a listener say that we had Waka Flocka on, and now he said that I asked him if he was surprised that the song took off. And now that you say that, I think we did.
That's what I kind of remember. It was a pregame show, and it was the day he was here, and you asked him that specific question. Were you surprised it took off here in Kentucky? Like, Kentucky football adopted your song, and he had a great response. He kind of laughed, like, yeah, man, I didn't see that coming, but I'm so happy to be here. I love Kentucky.
Shannon, how do we not remember that?
Well, I don't remember it because I wasn't on the show. If it was on the pregame show.
Well, that's true. That's how you wouldn't have remembered. How do I not remember that?
I don't remember that. I mean, he was just here 2 years ago, so it would have been in 2011. Or 2021. So.
Yeah, but I feel like I remember me asking that question. Yeah, or is this like a, Mandela effect, where we think he was on, but he was never on.
He did the SEC show while we were at Georgia, and he talked about Kentucky's my cousin, but
yeah, he did that.
I don't know if we're combining that. I don't remember him on KSR.
Huh. Well, if you remember hearing Waka on Flocka on KSR, 772-774-5254. I can't remember if I remember or not.
I'm leaning towards yes.
All right, two things here before we go to the phones. The SEC is meeting this week to decide the football schedule, maybe for the next 10 years, if not for the next 10 years, for the next 1 year, and then put off the decision until next year. Here are the options. Option one, 8-game SEC regular season, you play one team every year, the other teams you rotate, and you play every other year. The one team for Kentucky would be South Carolina. We would play South Carolina every year. The reason being, Tennessee gets as their team Vanderbilt. And if you do the math, Auburn has Alabama, Florida has Georgia, Mississippi has Mississippi State, Texas has Oklahoma. The only person left for us is South Carolina. So we get South Carolina every year. The second option is 9 games, 3 opponents every year, the other 6 rotate. The 3 for us in the latest part of this is South Carolina, Mississippi State, and Georgia. Those are the 3 in the latest version, not Tennessee. They are not with our group in the latest. The likely result is that today they agree to do 1 year of 8 games and then table it to next year for 9 to see if ESPN will give them more money to do 9 games. Apparently, Kentucky is leading the opposition to 9 games. Mitch Barnhart and Eli Capiluto are the ones taking the lead, saying we don't want to play 9, we only want to play 8. And apparently Mitch and Eli have slowly convinced a number of the teams to go with them. South Carolina agrees with us, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, and now the story is Alabama has flipped, and Alabama agrees with Eli and Mitch. Eli and Mitch being the great, the great arguers, the great litigators on this. There's another group of teams that are 4-9, and that includes Texas, Texas A&M, Florida, LSU. So basically, most of the good teams outside of Alabama, the traditionally strong, want 9. Most of the lower teams want 8 because they want to have more wins, probably. Kentucky also hasn't said this, but you have to think part of it is wanting to keep the Louisville series. South Carolina has explicitly said, we want it so we can keep playing Clemson, and if we do nine, we may not play Clemson anymore. Which would you prefer? Let's assume South Carolina is the one for eight, and the three is South Carolina, Mississippi State, and Georgia. We just cannot shake Mississippi State, no matter what we do. Ryan, what do you make? Which one would you prefer?
I'm not surprised South Carolina would be our one permanent opponent. I thought it would be South Carolina or Missouri. I didn't know which way it would go. I am surprised Mississippi State is one of our three if they go to the nine-game schedule.
And let me tell you why I think they did that. I went and looked at it. It actually, to me, looked very balanced. I think if they didn't give us Mississippi State and you gave Tennessee, I think the perception of the league is Tennessee got the easiest schedule because they get Kentucky. Now, I don't think that's true, but Tennessee gets Kentucky and Vandy every year. The way this is set up, you basically kind of get one power and then one mid or low team. And I think if you look at – I looked at all the teams, and I looked at it and thought, man, this seems pretty balanced to me, really? Honestly. Yeah, I mean, it seems like it pretty much – because, like, Alabama was worried if they had Tennessee, Auburn, that if you didn't give them somebody easy, they'd be punished to play everybody. So they had Tennessee, Auburn, LSU. They probably have the hardest of the group.
Yeah, that's a good, hard one.
But we end up the one, you look at it, the one glaring omission is we don't play Tennessee. But let's just say that's what it is. Do you want the eight or do you want the nine?
I'm going to side with, after the 10-game COVID schedule that Kentucky had to play 10 SEC games in a row, Mark Stoops said on this show, that's brutal. We should never be forced to do that. That was hard on our team. It was just too physical to play 10 games. And like you could tell, he was anti at that time, even going to nine. I'm going to side with him and say eight.
All right.
I kind of like the idea of nine, but I don't believe they'll keep Louisville with nine. So to keep Louisville, I lean eight. I just don't think it's realistic that they'll play the nine and keep that game, even though we don't want it. So to keep Louisville, I lean towards eight. But if it is nine, I think it would be a fun SEC schedule. I've just missed the Governor's Cup.
Shannon?
Yeah, I want to keep the Louisville series. I feel like South Carolina is a team that we can beat every year, so I'm going to go with eight. And you need those, you know, those non-conference games to build up your win total to become bowl eligible.
I'm going to be totally selfish. Eight's better for Kentucky.
Yep.
It just is. Eight's better for Kentucky. Eight, we get to play Louisville. I'm with you, Drew. I think if we go to nine, they'll find a way to get out of Louisville, and I wish we wouldn't do that, but I bet we would. Mm-hmm. And South Carolina every year is a better situation for Kentucky than South Carolina, Mississippi State, and Georgia every year. Because you got to think that Georgia game is mostly a loss. And with that, with South Carolina and Mississippi State, you might win them both, but neither are guaranteed. Whereas with South Carolina every year, I don't have a game I have to play every year that I think I'm going to lose. Whereas if Georgia's on the list, I probably do think that. So I like eight. Give me Louisville. Give me three stinky teams, South Carolina, and then the other seven. We'll see what we get every year, Drew.
Here recently, I've kind of, and I think a lot of people listening feel this way, we've kind of started to hate South Carolina. They were just there for a while, but they've gotten very chesty, had the football rivalry. And I also think it'll help because the media loves them. South Carolina is ranked, and they're like the darling every year, playing them early in the year. Even though they shouldn't be ranked, maybe we'll steal a top 25 win against a team that shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Even though they won last year, I think Kentucky's, you know, pretty much dominated that series lately.
Last year was the fumble it backwards, quit the game on the first play, and lost. Yeah. So we'll forgive that one and just go back to dominating them again.
859-280-2287, I have the official word. Waka was on the show October 2nd before the Florida game. That comes from Sean Burkett, who created the Bond That Bridge, so to speak, Facebook page, and who I owe an apology to. He made that suggestion last week about the bar, and I was a little harsh to him. Had I known it was him, I wouldn't have said it because he's been great to the show. And then I probably shouldn't have been that harsh anyway, but certainly not to him. So I owe him an apology. And if he says we had Waka on, I believe we had Waka on.
I was going to reach out to Tim Anstead during the break because he would know. He would probably be the guy that had to call him. Hello, is this Mr. Flocka? Would you like to go on with Matt Jones?
Yes. So we'll find out in the next day or two. I'm going to suspect they'll do eight next year. And then, but that means I think no matter what, we all have to get ourselves prepared for we're not playing Tennessee every year again.
Yeah.
And that's sad to me. But I think the Tennessee, playing Tennessee every year is about to end.
It's sad, but I'm excited to add the Oklahomas, the Austins, even going to Arkansas a little bit. We've seen a lot of the same movies.
But isn't
over
it a little bit of a bum? I mean, if you ask Kentucky fans, who do you want to play every year? I think we'd choose Tennessee. Well, I'd probably choose Vandy.
Yeah.
But if I couldn't choose Vandy, I would choose Tennessee.
I think just from the fan perspective, yes, you want those wins, but you hate to lose that. Where now it's a competitive rivalry with Tennessee. You know, you play no matter what the sport.
All right, before we go to the phones, a couple open lines, 859-280-2287. Can I read you? The state of Kentucky released the 2022 10 most popular baby names in Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
Boy and girl in 2022. Now, here's my question for those of you listening. Do you all know a baby named one of these things in 2022?
Okay.
Okay.
Here, I'll do the boys.
All right.
The 10th most popular name, Hudson. 9th, Levi. 8, James. 7, Elijah. 6, and I can't believe this one, Waylon.
Wow.
Really?
I bet that ain't true in the other states. That's a Kentucky thing. 5th, Asher. 4th, William. 3rd, Noah. 2nd, Oliver. And 1st, the most popular name in the state of Kentucky in 2022 for boys, Liam.
Liam.
Now, here's what I find interesting about that. No Matt.
Yeah.
John. Mark.
Yeah, the only common one was William and James.
William and James. Like, we are all kind of foo-foo with our names now. Like, I don't know anyone my age named Liam or Oliver or Levi or Hudson. Do you know anyone? Asher? I don't know anyone my name.
Liam Cohen. I know a child Asher, so it's probably adding to the
Liam Cohen. Yeah, that's. I mean, I know people with that name, but when I think about people I grew up with, I don't know anyone with those names. Now, here's a question for you, Shannon.
Yeah.
Liam is the most popular name in Kentucky in 2022 for boys. Guess how many people in Kentucky were named Liam in 2022? We know the exact number. Let's see who can get the closest.
Wow. I don't even know how many babies were born in Kentucky.
Well, that's exactly the point, Shannon. Yeah. You have to guess.
I'll go 37.
Okay. Shannon?
Wait, 37 babies in the state of Kentucky were named Liam?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
It's got to be way more than that.
All right. So what is it?
1,000.
All right.
65.
Wow. None of you are close. 260.
260.
37 is a terrible guess. 65 is a pretty bad guess, too. I mean, there's a lot of babies in Kentucky.
I'm just thinking there's so many combinations of names.
That's true.
Yeah.
260. All right. The girls. 10th, Willow. 9th, Isabella. 8th, Paisley. 7th, Evelyn. 6th, Ava. 5th, Charlotte. 4th, Emma. 3rd, Amelia. 2nd, Olivia. And 1st, my middle name, Harper.
For a girl's name, yeah.
The most popular girl's name in the state of Kentucky. 202 girls named Harper. Now, again, where's Amy?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what are Sarah?
There's only like one old lady named Evelyn on there. The rest of them are.
No, but I'm saying all of these are like, okay, I'm just thinking about who I grew up with. I didn't know a Harper. I didn't know an Olivia, Amelia, Emma, Charlotte, Ava, Evelyn, Paisley, Isabel, Willow. I don't think I went to high school with one person named any of those things. And now those are the 10 most popular names. Is that not odd?
Do you think our Orvilles and Merles and Wandas, when we were named, were doing the same thing? Is this just part of, circles?
Yeah, I mean,
here?
Like maybe when the show 40 years ago, Jack Patty was saying, whatever happened to the Beatrices and the Olgas? And
Drew,
like,
what's a Drew? I mean,
I guess that's what happened, but like Harper, when I'm the only Harper. I've never heard another person with Harper in their name but me. And now it's the most popular girl's name in the entire state?
Well, Punk, KSR bump.
Punk named his daughter Harper.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, so there you go. So if you have a child in 2022 that was named any of those things, you just know you are very uncreative and you're naming what everyone else has.
Well, that day in trivia, you asked the top 10 in nationwide names of the year. We got like 2 of the 10 because that's hard.
Do you know a girl named Willow?
No.
I mean, seriously, do you know a person named Amelia?
I know some Amelias. I don't know any Willows.
Actually, I know one Amelia. Paisley? Like, Paisley's the eighth most popular name. I don't. Do you know a Paisley?
I do not.
Shannon, do you know anyone named these things?
Nope.
I mean,
they're all babies. We haven't met them yet.
Second male is Oliver, and second female is Olivia. People love their O's.
Sitting here listening to this conversation just makes me feel like I am so out of touch with the common generation right now.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So now you know what to name your kids if you want them to be like everybody else. 859-280-2287. We will take a break and be right back. It's Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-2287 or 1-800-606-4263 and send us the Kentucky branded tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
What's your name? You didn't turn me up there, did you?
Of course I did.
Good.
That didn't go over the air.
That did.
I don't like when you do that.
What? Hey,
I mean, I try to sing. It's like it's for you, and then you put it out for the air.
I want
to
share.
One person writes on the text machine, Matt, you just named all of my little girl's 8-year-old softball team.
The whole roster.
That's right there. Another person writes, Matt, you listed every white girl in grade school at my church. Literally every single one of them.
That shows how much we are so out of touch.
Baseball tickets gone.
Wow. So that's the weekend series.
That's for the people the whole weekend series. They're going to sell individual games. But those, if you wanted the whole weekend pass, they're gone for the UK baseball series. And don't expect to have anywhere to stay.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me. Those went quick, and I'm sure when they post the single games, those will go quick too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's exciting, though.
Yeah.
Good for Kentucky baseball. Let's get this done, Ryan Lemon.
Well, we've talked about how great that atmosphere was in 2015. You know, it can do that again at this unbelievably great ballpark that Kentucky had and can be proud of.
I don't want to get too far ahead, but the numbers have Kentucky with the 5th best odds to go to Omaha.
That's right.
I mean, never been in that situation before.
Yep. DonFranklinAuto.com. See, there's a good name. Name your kid Don.
Or even Franklin.
Or Franklin. DonFranklinAuto.com. Great vehicles, a great selection, and a great price. If you need a vehicle that you can drive around and feel like you're riding in style, go to DonFranklinAuto.com. They'll give you the best price, too. You can go to the other dealerships. They'll go, I'll let you have this car for $36. And Don Franklin will say, I'll give it to you for $34. That's the way they do it at DonFranklinAuto.com.
$34 for a car, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
That's what Don Franklin does for you.
That's what they'll do. Who's next, Shannon?
Jordan.
Jordan, how are you, Jordan?
Hey, Matt, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, first time, long time.
Hoo-ah!
Hey, so a second ago, you all were talking about the rotation, or rather the one SEC opponent being South Carolina.
Yes.
So currently we play like Alabama once every 5 years, and that kind of rotates around. So how would that change? Because we're still
play everybody every other year. So you would see Alabama every other year. Basically, so you would play South Carolina every year, but every other team you'd play once every 2 years.
Cool. That's all I had.
Appreciate the call. So that's, you know, I mean, that's why it's harder, because we're basically substituting playing Missouri and Vandy and Mississippi State and those teams every year to seeing essentially, Drew, you know, LSU, Ole Miss, Alabama, Auburn, et cetera.
I think no matter what, the number you're used to rooting for in your head for the wins, losses will have to come down a little bit just because of the competition.
It'll be like harder.
I mean, I think they did a good job that COVID year when they win like 4 games. It's just, it's a lot to ask with the schedule they'll have.
People just got to be ready. Our schedule is about to get harder. No matter what system they use, when Oklahoma and Texas get in here, the Kentucky schedule, Ryan, is going to be significantly harder.
I do like how they've got that set up where if you stay for 4 years of your football career, you're going to get to play home and away at every team in the conference.
And it's going to be awesome to get to play every team every other year. That is going to be cool. As it is now, you played – I mean, we basically played Alabama every 6 years, and they came here every 12 years,
We went like 13 years between Oxford trips. I know because I was counting down.
Texas A&M still hasn't been here yet. We right. still haven't had Texas A&M in Lexington yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that's all going to change. But the counter to that is you don't play Tennessee every year. You don't get that Vandy game, which you think is a W every year. We lost last year, but you think it is when it starts. That stuff has all gone away.
No way you try to sugarcoat it. The schedule is just going to be harder. Which if you lose, like you said, Vandy, Missouri, Mississippi State every year, and you're going to substitute with a better team, it's just going to get harder.
It's just going to be harder. That's yeah. the way it is. Who's next?
Hadley.
Hadley. How are you,
Hi.
Hadley? How are you?
Good.
What's up?
I'm tired. I'm home alone right now because my mom trusts
Well, I'm
me.
Sorry you're tired, but what do you got for the show?
So, I had a brunch with a few of my friends' moms the other day, and they literally said that, the dorm, like, staying at UK in the dorm rooms now, like, costs $15,000 because it's, like, that nice.
Well, I don't know if it costs that much, but the dorms, Hadley, it was good to see you the other day. Thanks for coming to the restaurant. We appreciate it. Appreciate the call. I think the dorms, that's why I don't understand why those people are complaining. The dorms are nicer than hotel rooms now. They are.
I think the people that are complaining are people like me that are older thinking the dorm room is a concrete block with no air conditioning. And
they have Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Yeah.
You know,
plasma
TVs. I didn't have a Tempur-Pedic mattress for a long time. I mean, I had to sit there. I could still, when I was in college, I could feel the coils coming into my back.
You and me both.
From those springs. Yeah. And now you get a Tempur-Pedic mattress and like people's feeding you grapes. Drew, I just think like, you know, shut up, West Virginia and Indiana.
Yeah, they're not walking down Hagen Hall with their little shower cart to go shower with everyone. They call them suites now. I don't even think they call them dorms. You got your own bathroom in there. And for what we brought it up, the purposes of this team, I mean, they'll be right by the stadium, walk to dining. Yeah. I would sign up for that in a heartbeat if I were any of these schools.
And they get their own toilet so they don't have to share. I didn't like sharing toilets. I don't like to use the bathroom in public, and that made it very difficult because you were always in public. There was always people would want to talk to each other sitting on the toilet. I don't want to talk to other people. That was the big thing is let's all communicate while we're doing this. They don't have to do any of that stuff, Ryan, so I don't think they should complain.
Maybe that's how the dorm rooms are at Indiana and West Virginia, but they ain't here at Kentucky. We've got nice five-star dorms.
Yeah. Very adamant about that.
Well, you know, I'm just worried about everybody coming to the ball game. You know, bring your chairs if you got to sit in the grass.
And remember, they don't sell tickets at the door.
They don't sell tickets at the door. It's all electronic.
You were really adamant. All the tickets are electronic.
Yeah.
I do want to, it is a little annoying for the regular games that they do that because it's like, I mean, I could just walk in. You're going to make me buy it on my phone and then walk in.
Yeah.
It's a little annoying. I agree. We'll take a break. Be right back. Stay us off.
TJ Smith, personal injury attorney. Call TJ. He'll make them pay.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
So the succession, this is the theme of Succession, which has ended. We watched it. I watched it Sunday night. I watched it and it was happening. Like White Lotus, I couldn't wait. The moment it popped up on my HBO Max at 9 p.m., I watched it. I'm going to miss this song. Great theme song. Trying to think of how many theme songs have been better with no words. Because the way it goes, doom, doom, pa, boom, boom, pa, I always like it.
This is the only show where when skip intro pops up, we'll look at each other like,
skip,
nope, play. Especially Sunday
play.
Night for the last time.
Gotta let it play. And then, because it's like, boom, boom, ha, and I really like it. I already know what Ryan thinks of it. Ryan didn't like the finale. I did, because I thought it was extremely well done. Look, don't spoil, because most people want to know who gets to run the company. I didn't like their choice of who does, but whatever. But I just thought it was so well done. The scene in the kitchen with all the kids, right, I really liked. There was such tension in the boardroom, you know. All the kids got to have their little freak-out parts. I enjoyed it. Ryan, you just hated it because you hate Shiv.
To me, Shiv is the worst character in the history of television. The worst. And I think the way it ended, just made, that's why I didn't like it. I know I'm trying not to spoil anything, but to me that was one of the worst endings that I could imagine.
But is it because you don't think it was well done or you just don't like who they picked to run the company?
It was extremely well done. I just don't like the decision they made, how they ended it.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. What about you?
I thought it was pretty close to perfect. I was a little worried they would drop the ball being so good. You only have like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
This is your legacy. Like Game of Thrones ruined it with their finale. I wouldn't change anything. I loved every bit about it. They did such a good job of tying up pretty much every story that needed to be tied up, and the not to get too deep, but like the character arc of everyone kind of was what it was.
That's what I loved about it. Exactly. They all sort of ended up where, if you're thinking about it, where they should have ended up. Can I admit to you something that I haven't heard anybody else say but was true? When Carl sang that little Irish thing on video, I might have teared up a little bit.
You even teared up.
I did. I thought it was really pretty. Like, they all said, these are all awful people.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Everyone.
Here's what's so amazing. They're all awful people. Yet when they were all, like, being kids and having fun in the kitchen, it made me happy. I was like, you all are getting along. How cool. You know what I mean? Like, I thought. And then when he sang that song, I thought it was pretty. And I don't know. It just kind of, maybe it was because of the show. Ending. I just got kind of a little emotional because I thought that was a really sweet. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Now, I want to do one spoiler thing, but all right. So I give everyone a chance who's not seen the ending to turn it off. You can turn it back on in 2 minutes.
All right.
So if you're listening on podcast or whatever, you can fast forward. All right. So ready? Anybody in this restaurant that hadn't heard it, cover up your ears. 3, 2, 1. All right, so the person that ends up running the company is Tom Wambsgans, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a theory on TikTok leading into the finale that the reason they were going to pick him is in baseball history, the only person to ever get an unassisted triple play was named such and such Wambsgans, which is a crazy name. Like, why would you pick a name? Like, that's such a weird name.
Yep.
And the theory was it was the writers when they initially started the show. Knew they were going to give it to him, and they gave him the name of the only person to do an unassisted triple play because he was going to unassisted get rid of all three siblings.
Yep.
Do you like that theory?
He got three people out by himself.
By himself. Do you like that theory?
Love that nugget. That's one thing I definitely enjoy, that nugget. That
do you
name.
Think he planned it that far in advance?
Oh, yeah.
Shiv,
yeah.
Knife.
And then he got a shiv, and he gets the knife stuck in a shiv.
Yeah.
But the Wambsgans, to have a reference to a 1920s baseball player.
Yeah.
I just, when I saw that on TikTok, I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then it happened.
Then it happened.
So.
I saw that TikTok, too. It blew my mind. Like, they had to, that's not
that,
Anderson.
That can't have, you would agree, that can't have been a coincidence.
That name is too unique.
That cannot have been a coincidence. Okay. Now we'll go back to regular stuff, and that people will be tuning back in. No more spoilers. But I just, that was, what an amazing, if that was true, what an amazing selection by the people that did this show to think about that in advance. Who's next?
Drew.
Drew, how are you, Drew?
I am great, guys. I got two things for you. First of all, I would have picked Will or William as one of the favorite baby names for boys because, like in Knoxville in the late 90s, Peyton was the number one name for boys and girls because of Peyton Manning. So, you know, with Will Levis being very popular.
That's interesting. You think the William is because of Will Levis?
Or it's like, is it Liam because of Liam Cohen?
I don't think.
Exactly.
I don't think Liam because of Liam. You think, hang on a second, sir. I'll get back to you. You think people are naming their kid after Liam Cohen?
You know, 37 of them or whatever it was, I guessed.
It's not 37. Well, yeah, it's 260. I wouldn't have shot me if, like, Oscar had made the list.
I could see people learning of the name and it becoming common by following Liam Cohen and them just liking the name, but I don't think, like, here's our baby. We should name it after the Kentucky offensive coordinator. He might have helped Liam get out there a little bit and give people the idea.
It would be just a weird thing to do, name it. But the William Will Levis, I don't think is crazy.
No, it's not.
I don't think that's crazy. You know, go ahead,
we have a lot of Scangarellos this year. There might be something to this. Red zone riches running around.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the other thing is my little brother, it's been a few years since he was recruited by West Virginia Mountaineers. Their baseball dorms suck. They suck. I got to go.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. So, see, even more. They're complaining, even though they live at West Virginia in sucky baseball dorms.
There is a dude from Woodford County High School that plays for West Virginia.
Who's that?
I got to look up his name.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. But
the point is we're upgrading them.
We're
so they're welcome.
Yes. I was for Kentucky anyway, but now I want to look at those West Virginia, because it's really West Virginia and Indiana fans complaining.
Sure.
Ball State people, like you said, are just happy to be here. But West Virginia and Indiana fans, I'm just going to go and taunt them all weekend, because they're complaining about our host city. Objectively, Lexington is 10 times the city Bloomington, and especially Morgantown is. Give me a break.
I bet you secretly the coaches of these teams are happy to have their team confined to a dorm.
I agree with that. I bet they are. And it's probably better for them.
Yes.
And we're giving them a host. Does the Comfort Inn give you a host
True.
To make sure your needs are met? No. You're lucky for them to turn your bed over.
It makes me mad just to think about it. Because, I mean, Bloomington's fine, but it's like this is a nice town. Stop acting like – they're acting like we're like a podunk place. Like, Lexington is a really nice city. It's not podunk you.
If we had time, I would put up a billboard that says, we didn't want you to come here anyway, so shut up. Welcoming them to Lexington.
Caleb McNeely is the Woodford County player that plays for West Virginia.
All right, gotcha. Who's next?
Dalton.
Dalton, how are you, Dalton?
I'm doing great. I love you fools. I like Ryan's 46 solutions on how to get into the baseball game. I can't wait for Drew and Abby's LaMangelo Scangarello Franklin to be born. enough with succession. Let's get back to names. My baby is named Levi, and our nephew that was just born is Hudson. You did rattle off all my kindergarten and first grade and T-ball teammates of the names, but me and my wife got into a debate. I have a pet peeve.
Let me ask you a question. So you named your kid Levi. Just out of curiosity, because I wonder how this happens. Levi is not a name. I don't know anyone named Levi anywhere close to my age. I do know one child named Levi. What made you choose Levi?
Well, all of our children's names are biblical, and I've always liked the name Levi. And I've already got his name monogrammed on all my jeans.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Touche.
Touche.
My
fair enough
is these kids who have their first name are last names, like Jackson and Hudson, and the list just goes on.
Like
and
your friend's kids.
All of them. Yeah. Your statistics on, we debated on if there were more Jacksons with last names or more Jacksons with first names.
That may be right.
Blaringly obvious.
Yeah. No, I want to add to that, and I appreciate the call. There's a country singer that I was listening to named Hayes Carl. And I was sitting there thinking about his name. He has a last name for a first name and a first name for a last name.
Uh-huh.
Hayes Carl.
Yeah.
Can you think of anyone else of any fame that their first name is traditionally a last name?
Good question.
But their last name is traditionally a first name. Hayes Carl is one of those. Can you think of another one?
Nolan Ryan.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Nolan Ryan is a good one.
I just thought of that.
Well done, Mr. an electronic ticket to get into. Of all the people, I didn't expect you to get that
Well, just because I used my own name first. That's why I like Ryan. Okay, yeah, that could be a last name.
Oh, okay. Now we know how you got there.
Oh, yeah. I started with my own name. You would have been next. Matthew, Andrew, Shannon.
Okay, so Nolan Ryan's a good one. Shannon, can you think of another one? First name is a last name is a first name.
Reed Travis.
Another good one.
Good one.
Reed Travis.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I like that
I do
one.
Too.
Reed Travis, Nolan Ryan, Hayes Carl. Anybody else? We all came up with one. Drew, your turn.
I'm trying. Is there anyone with the last name David? I feel like there's someone famous, and I'm trying to.
Well, Johnny David, but Johnny's a first name.
Okay.
Right?
Back to the drawing board. I don't know. I'm not as bright as Ryan on this topic.
All right, well, if you have one, this is your test for today. Use your mind. Can you think of someone? Ryan did it immediately, and Shannon did it soon after. First name for a last name for a first name. Everyone's done one but Drew, and he should be mocked. You know, it's almost summer.
It is almost summer.
And that means sunshine and boat time on Lake Cumberland.
Amen.
Man, it's gorgeous.
Man, it is beautiful.
If you're making summer vacation plans, July 14th and 15th, put it on your calendar. It's the Masters Musician Festival in Somerset. It's the 30th anniversary, and what a lineup. They're going to have Wynonna Judd, Wynoner, Ian, Eastern Kentucky songwriter Ian Noe, The Nappy Roots. They're all going to be there, and it's at the Master Musicians Festival, July 14th and 15th. Winona, Nappy Roots, and Ian No, and more. Tickets are available now at mastermusiciansfestival.org. Use the code KSR. That's mastermusiciansfestival.org. July 14th and 15th in Somerset, Kentucky, the capital of Lake Cumberland. Is that true? Is Somerset the capital of Lake Cumberland?
They kind of want to call themselves the houseboat capital of
the world. That's Monticello.
Monticello.
Monticello is the houseboat capital.
So they're going to have a big debate. Is it Somerset or is it Jamestown?
Okay, so that's a good question. Is Somerset the capital of Lake Cumberland?
Because the people on the Jamestown side are probably going to argue they are.
So when I think of Lake Cumberland, I think Monticello, Jamestown, Somerset.
Yeah. Burnside.
Is Somerset the capital of Lake Cumberland? That's another good question.
It's hard to argue against it. I'm not ready to hand it to them, but they have an argument.
Dugan Ryan.
That's a good one.
Is Dugan, though,
a last name?
Do you know anybody whose last name is Dugan?
No.
Yeah,
no,
you
Dugan,
lose Dugan,
but not a Dugan.
Hacksaw Jim Dugan.
Is there anybody whose last name is Bo? I thought Bo Allen. I thought Marcus Allen.
Anybody? Nobody's last name is Bo.
That's why I don't think so.
If you think of another one, let us know. We'll take a break. Drew's mind is racing. He can't think of one.
This is Ryan's game. I got nothing.
Ryan got it immediately. We'll be right back. This is KSO.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-2287 or 1-800-606-4263 and send us the Kentucky branded tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
God came down to earth to enjoy what she created.
So this is Hayes Carl.
Fishing trip to Georgia.
Hayes and Carl.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand the game. They're just giving me people who have first names as last names.
Yeah.
Like Larry David. But Larry's not a last name.
I don't know anybody's name.
You got to have both.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Anderson's mostly a last name. Cooper is a last name, but also is a common first name.
Could be a first name, yeah.
What I like about Hayes Carl is Hayes is definitely a last name first, and Carl is definitely a first name last.
Yeah.
First.
I don't know anybody's last name is Carl.
I thought the Nolan Ryan was a good
one. Nolan Ryan's another good one. Reed Travis is a good one. I think all those are very good.
Yeah.
A lot of these other ones. Like Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln is mostly a last name more than it's a first name, don't you think?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that works.
Yeah, Robbie's little boy's Lincoln.
Hank Aaron is a Hank is not a last name.
No. But his real name, though, was Henry Aaron.
Ooh, now that's
closer, but I think more people are first name Henry than last. Uh-huh. You said Lawrence Taylor.
That's a good one.
I was just trying to think of common names that can go either way. Lawrence Taylor, I think, fits the bill.
Yeah.
Henry Clay.
Yeah.
Clay is, yeah.
It'd be a first name.
D'Angelo Russell. Who do you know whose last name is D'Angelo?
Beverly D'Angelo.
Actually, that's true. There is a Beverly D'Angelo.
Lots of D'Angelos.
You know what?
It's an Italian name.
Maybe you're right about that.
I think we're right about that.
Hey, I want to thank all the people who came out to Country Boy Friday night. Our largest paid crowd in our history of OVW.
Yeah.
So thank you all very much. We've had bigger crowds, but they were free crowds. This is the largest ticketed paid crowd. Over 500 people came to watch Ryan take his shirt off. Shannon lost not one, but two matches. Shannon lost to Linda Kay.
I didn't lose. I didn't get Linda. Pinned. Do you remember me getting pinned?
That's true. It's not you that got pinned. Your team lost to Linda Kay and the Outrunners. And then Crixus won the title over EC3 with Ryan in his corner. Ryan wore a kilt. He painted his face, and he took his shirt off. And my friend Turkey Hunter said, your body is shaped like a lowercase b.
Very fair. Very fair. So are you telling me that Shannon lost to Linda Kay, a girl, and then lost to me, an overweight, chubby, fat, bald guy?
Shannon lost twice.
No, I didn't lose to her.
With a WWE talent scout was at the show. I didn't know that. I'm not kidding.
Oh, you didn't know?
I did not know. There was a WWE talent scout who came to the show and got to see you. What if you got the call up, Ryan? What if you were the one? Because we get surprised. All of a sudden, somebody looks at me and goes, you know who that is? And I'm like, no. And they're like, that's a WWE talent scout. And I'm like, oh, he was like, they decided to come check our folks out. And they got to see this impressive physique.
Wow.
You might get called up to the show, Ryan Lemon.
I better watch that kilt and make sure it's ready. I couldn't even fasten it. It wouldn't even fasten over my belly. And it was held together by two little belts.
Tell me more about that lowercase b. He wasn't on our roster. We're interested.
What if they call up the lowercase b?
The crowd was awesome. They were loud. They were into it. But they started throwing rocks at Shannon.
I saw a little kid kick Shannon in the shins. I loved it. Shannon, you get...
Where are their parents out? Off getting drunk while they're putting their kids out there in the front row. Parents of the year right there.
Kids were throwing rocks and kicking Shannon in the crowd. Yeah, well, they took off that match.
You got to protect the talent.
Yeah. There was big controversy that happened. Did you see it?
What?
Flea the Slayer ripped it away.
It's Freya, not Flea.
Flea?
Freya.
Freya the Slayer ripped Andy's poster out of his hand and ripped it up and stomped on it because it was for Haley J.
Oh, ripped Andy's poster.
Yes. Took it away from him. Wow. And he's like, I heard him say on the pre-show, I didn't know where it was. Where'd it go? She ripped it away from him.
This is the WWE. You want the lowercase b?
Yeah.
It's the real-life letter people we grew up listening to. Mr. B.
That would be a great nickname for Ryan, lowercase b. Who's up next?
Let's go to Dave.
Dave, how are you, Dave?
Hey, I'm good. First time, long time.
Ooh-ah.
I think something even more confounding is people that have this basically same first and last name. Like the drummer for Jimi Hendrix was Mitch Mitchell.
That is weird. I think when people do that with their kids,
yeah.
Like, why, you just want your kids to get mocked? Like, I'm with you on that. Mitch Mitchell, they should call child protection if you name your kid that.
Well, I had something a little more serious to talk about. I didn't want to bring it down, but I wanted to get your take on all these horses that are dying out at Churchill Downs.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I know that you guys had a conversation not too long ago about whether horses are athletes. But, I mean, would any other sport allow this many athletes to die?
Well, no, they certainly wouldn't. They certainly wouldn't. I appreciate the call. I don't claim to know, but they've had 12 horses die at Churchill Downs this meet. 12. And that's clearly something is going on. I mean, there's, unfortunately, because of the way we breed horses, there are going to be deaths. They breed these horses to where their legs are so small that if they injure them, they don't really have a choice. They're not going to shut the sport down. But something, 12 is a lot. It's more than it died at Santa Anita when they had that big thing. Are you surprised there's not more of a call to, like, I mean, apparently they're now in, like, they've done something to where they're now putting in an investigatory group, but they're still racing out there. Yeah. Are you surprised?
I am, actually, especially like you said, on the heels of what happened at Santa Anita. Now it's happening at Churchill at a kind of an alarming rate. It does seem like they're, you know, red flags all over the place that they've got to do something.
12, Drew, that's a lot. 12.
Yeah, it is. I don't know that there's like an acceptable number, but at what number do you just say, all right, we got to figure something out because this is way too common right now. And I don't know if you put a pause.
It hasn't even been open that long. It's only been open, 4 weeks, 5 weeks?
Well, the Derby coverage wouldn't even mention it, but just there's some on Derby Day where it's kind of taken away what we're getting ready to watch.
Two on Derby Day.
On Derby Day.
And they had one die on Preakness Day. And that's a different place at Pimlico, but, you know.
Can't keep going at that rate. Something has to be fixed.
I'm not smart enough on that to know, but it's not.
But
good.
The caller's right. There hasn't been enough attention, I don't think, given to this situation.
If you're tired of buying expensive sunglasses only to lose or break them, Shady Rays can help you. If you lose or break your shades, they'll send you a brand new pair, no questions asked, premium polarized shades. Every pair of shades is backed by a lost and broken protection. So whether you're cool, a young person, or you're a lowercase b, you can make it work with Shady Rays. Exclusively for our listeners, best deal of the season. Use the code KSR, 50% off two or more pairs at the flagship location at the Summit or online at ShadyRays.com. Tomorrow, we will not be at the bar, but Thursday and Friday, we will be. We'll have all the baseball and softball and all that. It's going to be an amazing few days here in Lexington, and Indiana and West Virginia fans can eat it. Thank you very much. We'll see you later. This has been